Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. My name is Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 65 today, a Psalm of David. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, the holy place of thy temple. By terrible things thou wilt answer us in righteousness, O God of our salvation. Thou art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea, which by his strength sets fast the mountains, being girded about with might, which stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it. The river of God is full of water. Thou providest them corn when thou hast so prepared the earth. Thou waterest her furrows abundantly, thou settest the ridges thereof, thou makest it soft with showers, thou blessest the springing thereof, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the hills are girded with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks, the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy, they also sing. Our Creator looks down with care and love, concerned with blessing and providing for His creation. Though the psalm speaks of the individual's need, verse 3 talks about iniquity and transgression being cared for and handled by God, and verse 4 talks about the blessed man chosen of God, the psalm is far bigger than you and me. Verse 2 speaks of all flesh coming. God is a God of all peoples. Verse 5 talks about confidence in God unto the ends of the earth, and then finding that satisfaction in God's courts in verse 4. Yet, there is more flesh than that of man. All flesh goes to all creation. All of the creation sustained and blessed and cared for by God's will and power. There is so much that this psalm is trying to get us to open our eyes to see. As we read through again, notice how it moves from the concerns and needs of man to the great provision of the whole creation. Praise waits for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, the holy place of thy temple. By terrible things thou wilt answer us in righteousness, O God of our salvation. Thou art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea, by which his strength sets fast the mountains, being girded about with might, which stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it. The river of God is full of water. Thou providest them corn when thou hast so prepared the earth. Thou waterest her furrows abundantly. Thou settest the ridges thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the hills are girded with joy. The pastures are so clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. I must remember that there is more to life than my own life. God is far bigger than my simple concerns. Yet even so, I know that He loves and cares for me. I think the moving lines Don't talk about me, though, but God's care and concern for this world, all of the creation, and me a part of it. That exciting line about how God's river provides so much water, and how he crowns the year with goodness. The last line that all turn shouting for joy and in song. That is what we need to cling to. This is the God who is looking out for us and looking over us. Praise be to him. Well, thanks for listening in, and hope to talk with you again soon.